Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
So you mentioned about why a $12 bottle of wine tastes better when you're told it costs $40. So tell me about everything that goes into that statement.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, that statement firstly has a lot of behavioral research backing it up, right? And, you know, the most famous one probably came from those researchers from Stanford and California Institute of Technology, where they ran this experiment. They invited, like, you know, a group of people, and they split this group into two. The first group, they gave them a bottle and they told them it costs $5 a bottle. The second group, they told them that it's $45. And as both groups are drinking their wine, they send those people to do an MRI scan. So they actually, you know, scan their brain activity while they are swallowing the wine. You know, don't ask me how they get this, like, technical things done, but this is what they did. Yeah. And what they have found is those people who were told that they are drinking a $45 bottle genuinely enjoy the wine more. So they can see more blood flow into the brain region where it lights up. So, and I think the explanation behind this is that, you know, when we interpret information, we never interpret things by vacuum. You know, we always have some sort of, like, knowledge, and then we see things through that filter. So even though those two wines are exactly the same, but when you were told that it's worth more, your brain is kind of preparing itself for a better experience. And then as a result of that, it shifts your perception. And, you know, this phenomenon, we see this all the time, not just in wine, but, you know, my background is in pricing. And we have seen this in many similar studies, you know, where they tell a group of people that this costs more. And as a result of that, group of people will just enjoy that more. And, you know, in marketing, you can call this as a marketing placebo effect, because when people believe they are paying more, they genuinely believe that they are buying something that has better quality. Yeah, I mean, it can go either way. Wait, you're right. Because sometimes what also happens is, you know, when you pay a very low price, for some customers, they would think that, is this even real? You know, they will start suspecting the quality of what you have. So in pricing, we know that customers, they have this, you know, they always have this range where below which they will think the quality of the product is not trustworthy enough for them to buy, above which they will think you're trying to rip them off. So it's all about finding that sweet spot.
It happens in business, and it also happens in wine a lot, when somebody will give you something and it speaks for itself. Say that's an expensive lie. How so?
Oh, because nothing ever speaks for itself, right? And if you don't tell people the story behind it, then they would just not appreciate it. And let me give you another research, because I generally find this really interesting. So and this study has been published in Journal of Wine Economics a while ago, where they study a group of people. Basically, they put people on blind testing. And then, you know, there are some experienced testers, and there are some people who just enjoy wine, but they might not have deep knowledge about wine. And what they found is that for people who were not trained, they actually prefer the cheaper wine. So this is kind of like, you know, contradicting to what we've been told about the price, right? When they know they are drinking something more expensive, they think it tastes better. But when they didn't know, they actually prefer the cheaper wine. So how do you, and I guess this is the part where storytelling comes in, right? When we say quality sells and speaks for itself, in this case, it doesn't, because those people, even though they've been given a better product, they couldn't be able to tell the difference. So unless you tell them what they are drinking, why they should appreciate that more. So I think it doesn't matter how good your product is. Like, you know, you need to give people not just the story, but maybe some of the wine making technique or whatever, depending on who you talk to. For someone geeky like myself, I love to know the wine making process, because when I know the process, I start appreciating like the effort behind it, and then I start to enjoy that more. So I guess, you know, it's up to individual, but the point here is wine never speaks for itself. You need to give it a meaning so that your customers who are enjoying the wine can see the story behind it. Thank you for-